Erev Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, the words of Torah and any inspiration that comes from the Shmuel should be a schus for Refuah Shlema, for Kreindl Bas Leah, and for Yitzchok Ben Rashaleya. And certainly, any Torah and any chizik that we get from this Shmuel should be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael, all over the world, and specifically and especially B'nai Eretz Yisrael that are under constant attack from rockets. And before I speak from the heart about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, just I'll start with a short word on the parasha, and Be'ezus Hashem we'll try to move into different thoughts and different perhaps etzos and ideas for chizuk during this trying time for all of Klal Yisrael. The Medrash on the Pasuk that starts the parasha, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Medrash tells us that the Bnei Shimon, after their Nasi Zimri was killed by Pinchas, they wanted to take revenge. They wanted to hurt Pinchas. And the Medrash tells us that a Malach came down and he v'nogach behem. He striked them. He beat them. It says the Medrash, when Pinchas saw this, that Bnei Shimon wanted to hurt him, so he immediately he hid Zimri and Cosby in the ground. And he got up and he davened, and that's why it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Vav, Pasuk Lamed, Vayamod Pinchas V'Yipalo V'Teotar Magefa, that Pinchas got up and he davened and the plague stopped. Now the next pasuk says v'techoshev l'tztaka l'dor v'dor ad olam, it is considered a tztaka for the generations forever. Now there's a kasha though. The Tiferes Shlomo from Rodomsk asks a kasha. We know from the psukim in Parshas Pinchas Aaron HaKohen stopped the plague through bringing the keturis, so why does it say that what Aaron did stopped the plague forever? Why do we? Aaron certainly stopped the plague with the bringing of the keturis after this maisa of Cosby and Zimri and the fall of the Jewish people in this terrible avera. So why did it say dafka by Pinchas that what he did was the Dari Doris, but it doesn't say that by Aaron? And Tiferes Shlomo explains, by Aaron for sure is a tremendous tzedaka, a tremendous act, the Maisa of the Keturis that stopped the plague, and for sure he gets credit for it. But that's not, the Keturis is not Nogea, is not necessarily relevant forever for generations. Because there's going to be a time that we're not going to have the base of Mikdash, and there won't be a Keturis. So how is the Magefa going to be stopped? But the message of Pinchas is that the Koach HaTfilah stopped the plague. That through Tfilah the plague had been stopped. And that's something that we could always do. In every generation, that's what it's called in Tehillim, that's what David HaMelech refers to it as, L'tztaka l'dor v'dor ad olam. And I think that this is a word on the parasha, most certainly. And this is a segue into one of the ways that we have to react to the events that are occurring in Eretz Yisrael. The thoughts that I heard on the radio, and of course the thoughts that have been going through my mind, is that I think the count is over 600 rockets have been shot into Eretz Yisrael. Over the last 8 days or so, over 600 rockets have been shot into Eretz Yisrael. And Nisei Nisim Guluyim She'en Kedugmaso. It's just mind-boggling when you think about it. And even the Iron Dome, I was talking to an Israeli relative yesterday morning, and he recalls, you know, as they're building the Iron Dome, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that the Nisim are covered up through nature. That, what do you mean? Scientists, you know, knew what they were doing. They built this fascinating machine that can calculate where the rocket's going, and if the rocket's going to a non-inhabited area, so then it lets it go. It doesn't even waste an Iron Dome missile. But if it calculates that it's there, then if it's going to hit a populated area or a civilian area, a place where there are people, so then it shoots a missile and catches it in midair. It's absolutely mind-boggling. We have to be makir and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of this world, and most certainly in every detail of what is going on in Eretz Yisrael. We know that the Pasuk tells us, we're going to read it in a few weeks, Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Shana Achos Shana. And that Pasuk starts, Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Shana Achos Shana. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are focused on Eretz Yisrael. There is no doubt in my mind, and there is no doubt, there should be no doubt in anybody's mind, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything here. As we say in Ani Mamim's every morning, and many of us sing the song, Ani Mamim, I mean, Ani Mamim B'nei Shleya, Shaboris Bach Shro, Hu Borei Manhig, Hu Osev Yaseh L'chol Masim, Oso Osev Yaseh L'chol Masim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. And we have to understand, and it's not Hamas necessarily. Of course, they're the puppets, they're the shluchim, like the Romans in times of the Churban and so on. That it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to wake up. And we have to... It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, obviously the politicians aren't spelling it out 100%, but Tzal and everything they're doing, on a human level, we appreciate their efforts, and it's unbelievable, their preparedness and how hard they're working. There's no question about it. But the Siyata Dishmaya is what really is fueling everything that's going on here. And we can't stop recognizing that and thinking about that, that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that vein, if there is such a tangible and clear and obvious danger, we can't just say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of it. We have to do something about it. We have to be mechazik in something. That's what has to happen. Somebody said on the radio, it could be true, who knows, but we understand that unfortunately our three brothers, Eyal, Gilad, and Naftali, were murdered soon after their kidnapping. But yet for 2 weeks plus, we had tefillos and kabbalos and all these things. And perhaps all those tefillos and kabbalos are what's assisting and protecting Klal Yisrael these days. And the solution, the situation, the way it appears on the ground in this world, doesn't appear to be easily solvable in any regard. I don't even want to fathom what could be if the IDF has to go into Gaza. The danger is only going to get greater. The natural danger is going to be greater. We're going to need many more tzchusim to be able to protect ourselves. And we see after, you know, the first few days there wasn't even a scratch. In the last 18 hours, we can't say there wasn't a scratch. You know, I heard the ambulances yesterday. I don't know if they were going to Kfar Adumim, is not so far away from here, but a 74-year-old man apparently running to a shelter got very badly hurt. And I saw a headline this morning that a woman, a 70-year-old woman, who's not, you know, so old, because I don't know exactly what happened, but as running for shelter, she passed away. And then this morning, is interesting, on the radio, somebody said Nisim Guluyim happened at this gas station. Baruch Hashem, the missile didn't hit, the rocket didn't hit the gas station itself, it hit only, apparently, the tanker nearby, but there's somebody, one person who's fighting for their lives. So somebody said it's called an Ace Goli. So another person on the radio said, how can you call it an Ace Goli? Somebody's hurt. That's true, but the potential danger would have been incomprehensible. So what a person has to recognize is it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Mamim B'Emunah Shleimah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. And there's a message that's being sent here from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we have to do something. You're right. It's not enough to say, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take care. We have to do something about it. And the Gemara in Brachos tells us, so first of all, the Koach HaTfilah that we learned from Pinchas is L'dor V'dor. David Melech told us that he stopped the plague. There's a danger here. To stop it, we need Chizuk and Tfilah. There's no question about it. And I saw in the weekly Sicha from Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita, in terms of Inyani Chizuk, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos and Dachlami Beis, the four things that need Chizuk. And that's Torah, that's Tfilah, that's Ma'isim Tovim, and Derech Eretz. And Rashi says over there, She is Chazik Olam Hem Tomid B'Kol Cholcho. You have to use all your strength, and just to focus on Limud HaTorah. That even though in Tehillim it says Hanachamodim Mizavim Paz Rabim Sukim Dvash Nofet Sufin, Torah is so sweet, it's like honey, it's like gold. Nevertheless, we still need chizuk. Because why? Not everybody is zoche, and we know this very well. Not everybody we know is zoche to the sweetness of Torah, and that's why we have to daven every morning. V'harevna, Hakadosh Baruch Hu make it sweet. We should feel the sweetness, and we have to be mechazik in feeling the sweetness. We have to mechazik ourselves in limud Torah. Talmud Torah Connected Kulam. I saw recently, just to. As an aside, I went on a trip to America last week for about a week. And I knew that I'd be tired on the airplane and so on, listening to Shiurim a little bit. And I also brought one of the Rav Yoshev biographies with me. And just imagine, I flew through Germany, so I was on a plane from Germany to Miami, which for me is unusual. Usually I'm on a plane with mostly Jews flying back and forth to Eretz Yisrael and so on, but I was on a 9-hour flight amongst Goyim, you know, 95% if not Goyim. And I was reading Rav Yosha's biography, and you know, for Baruch Hashem, read a lot of it, and I would just look up every so often, look around and see the Goyim. Of course there's Tzelem Elokim, they're not Jews, but to read about Rav Yosha, who's Kilo Malach from our generation, just I just felt like I was on a different planet, totally different level, just being Osek and reading about Rabbi Yashiv and looking around at people who have no shaykhus to what it means to be a Jew, shaykhus to Torah, shaykhus what it means to have an neshama. If you read, think about Gedolim and immerse yourself in Torah, you'll feel elevated amongst the world around you. And what I read in his biography was as follows. One of the grandchildren of Rabbi Yashiv asked him, Zaidi, you have such hasmada, you're always learning, you have love for learning. How is a person zoicha to learn with such enthusiasm? What's the pshat? And this is a quote from Rabbi Yashiv, written down in English. If you have kavana in the morning when you say v'harevna, says Rabbi Yashiv, on that day you will have a great desire to learn. How many of us mumble and run through Birchas Torah every morning? You have a havtacha from Rabbi Yashiv. If you have kavana in v'harevna, on that day you will have a great desire to learn. So certainly it needs chizuk. But like the Gemara in Nida tells us, if a person wants to be wise, what should he do? It's not enough to sit and learn Basmal the Rabba. You have to mevakish rachman, misha chachma shalo. Right? And the Gemara concludes over there, haba hatalia, you need both. You need to work hard in your learning, but you also need mevakish rachman, misha chachma shalo. And one of the ways is to have kavanah b'harevna. We need to daven shtark, and we need to learn shtark, and we need to learn with hasmada. But it doesn't just come. It doesn't happen with effort. You have to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, one of the great chusim for Klal Yisrael right now is Limud HaTorah. Please help me find sweetness in Torah. Please help me find the time to learn Torah. Please help me find the ability to sit down and learn and to concentrate and to understand what I'm learning, etc., etc. Tremendous chizuk in tefillah. I also want to focus on a few other schusim that I found. Last week I downloaded a shiur from Rabbi Pesach Krohn, who had spoken while we were searching for our brothers, Eyal Gilad and Naftali. And one of the things he mentioned in his speech was a maisa from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that a woman whose husband was about to undergo a very, very dangerous operation where there was a potential that he wouldn't make it out. So they went to Rav Moshe Feinstein and asked that they should do the operation. And Rav Moshe Feinstein said that it would be a tremendous schus if his former Talmud of 20 years prior would take upon himself to say brachos out loud and have people say amen. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explained the reason why that he thought that would be a schus is because the gematria of amen is 91 and the gematria of malach is 91. And that if a person says brachos out loud and other people say amen, so it creates a new malach. And that malach will be able to protect this person in his surgery, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to live through the surgery, and he lived for many more years to come. Just an idea that maybe one of the things we can be mechazik, and perhaps it's not ideal to be mechazik in so many different things, perhaps it's good to pick one thing to focus on, to say brachos out loud, and enable people to say amen, and also to say amen to other people's brachos. Now, another nekuda that I saw, I happened to open up the Sefer on Lingel Shabbat this past week, and it was discussing a ma'isa that when Rav Yashiv wasn't well a number of years ago, that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein received a phone call from a chassid of a certain rebbe, and he described how a few years earlier his rebbe was ill. And the doctors didn't really have an aids, they didn't know how to cure him. And one of the Hasidim remembered that there's a haftacha, there's a guarantee from Rav Yehuda Zev Segal, the Rosh Yeshiva Manchester, that he said the following quote, and based on that haftacha from the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, the Hasidim took upon themselves to learn to Halacha Sadeh, and ultimately the Rebbe had a refuah shlema. And he suggested to Rav Zilberstein that the same thing should be done for Rav Yashiv. So Rav Zilberstein's kolal, they all started learning to Halachas Hadeh of Lashon Hara. And one of the local Beis Yaakovs in Bnei Brak did that as well. And sure enough, they took upon themselves to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur. And during that Kufa, you know, Rav Yashiv was not well during that time. Dafka, during that those few months, that period, Rav Yashiv was feeling much, much better. And he was participating in shul and davening in shul. I remember I had somebody over for a meal who had davened in his shul Rosh Hashanah that night, and he was there, and he said good yontif to everybody. He was there to give those brachas, the last Rosh Hashanah of his life. So certainly if somebody has the time and the ability, it takes no more than 5-10 minutes, one eight says perhaps to start learning Hilchos Lashon Hara to Halachas Hadeh. And those are just some of the few ideas that I've heard of recently, but I think the bottom line is that number one, we have to recognize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not political, it's not they have this missile, they have that missile, it's not about that. It's Kol Kulei Beruchnis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly we have to have a shtadlus. There's no question about it, but we have to recognize 100% that it's Kol Kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that vein, we have to be mekabel on ourselves something. Whether it's Chizuk and Limudat Torah, Chizuk and Tefillah. It's very nice that after every Tefillah to say Tehillim, but do we mean it when we say it? Do we mean it? Do we feel the word? Do we think about the words Achenu Kol Yisrael Nesumbat Torah V'Shevio? Do we think about it as we're saying it at least 3 times a day? After Tehillim, after davening? We have to feel it. We have to feel the situation. We have to feel the danger on a very high spiritual level. And then Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to protect us. And through our tefillos and through our chizuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehreh B'Imenu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.